Okay, our friends. So today we did not want to let Memorial Day go and not be acknowledged. And so we're fitting one in. Today's story is actually a useful story for all people who have ever gotten an owie. Mm-hmm. Today's story is about how we have saved pain. You want to hear about it? Yeah, okay. Today's story is called The Boo-Boos That Changed the World. And it's a true story about an accidental invention. Really? The story was written by Barry Wittenstein, illustrated by Chris Hatsu, and it is read today by Mommy and...
Hi, I'm Edge.
Oh, cool. Nice to meet you, Rabbit Edge.
No, just normal old Edge.
Just normal Edge. Just Edge. Uh-huh. Mommy and Edge in the house. What are we going to read about today? Would you like to listen to a story, Edge?
Sure. I have a little bit of time to kill before my next battle.
Awesome. Let's get right to it then. Speaking of battles, if you get a boo-boo in your battle, I got you covered. Ready?
Oh, yeah. I don't really do that kind of stuff.
Good. Let's get to it. Once upon a time, in 1917, actually, a cotton buyer named Earl Dixon married his beloved Josephine, and they lived happily ever after. The end.
Okay, bye. I gotta go to another battle. See ya.
Actually, that was just the beginning.
What?
Yeah, it's true. The newlyweds expected to live in a quiet life in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and instead, Earl and Josephine ended up changing the world, one boo-boo at a time. You see, Josephine was accident-prone. She often bumped and bruised herself while working around the house, but that was nothing compared to how often she injured herself in the kitchen. Ouch! When she sliced and diced an onion, she sometimes sliced her finger too. Boo-hoo! When she grated cheese, she sometimes grated her knuckle. When she lifted a hot pot off the stove, she sometimes burned her hand. Now, after Josephine winced in pain, she quickly grabbed a rag to stop the bleeding. But with bulky towels between her fingers, it was even harder for Josephine to hold a knife. And she became even more accident prone. Impossible, you say? It's true. Josephine's klutziness had become a bloody problem. Every night when Earl came home from work, he looked forward to talking with Josephine and eating the wonderful meal she had prepared. That was until he saw his beloved's hands. Yikes! Her cuts might get infected. He had to help his new bride. Earl's father was a doctor, so Earl knew a little bit about boo-boos and bandages, and luckily he worked for a company that manufactured hospital supplies. So Earl knew there had to be a solution, but what was it? Earl thought, while he shaved in the morning, maybe if I... Earl thought while he bought cotton in the afternoon, and then I could... And Earl had thought some more while he lay in bed at night. And that would solve. And finally, a light bulb went off over his head. I've got it, Earl yelled with excitement, waking up Josephine. What have you got? She asked. The bloody solution, of course, Earl replied. The next morning, Earl tried out his idea. Step one. He took a long piece of adhesive tape and laid it on the kitchen table, sticky side up. Step two, Earl cut small squares of sterile gauze and stuck them on the tape every few inches. Step three, he placed a material called crinoline on top of the adhesive tape to keep the whole strips sterile. It's perfect, Earl said proudly. And now, all Josephine had to do was cut off a piece of the longer strip and put it on. And she didn't need anybody's help. She could do it. She needed only one hand. It worked. At last, they lived happily ever after. The end.
Finally.
But wait!
What?
Here comes the part about how Earl and Josephine changed the whole world.
Oh, seriously?
Earl guessed there were probably hundreds, possibly even thousands, of people who could benefit from his new invention. Earl and Josephine thought about making the bandages themselves, but they soon realized it would be too big a job. Earl told one of his co-workers about it, and the co-worker encouraged Earl to meet with the company's president. At first, Earl's boss, James Johnson, wasn't quite sure Earl's idea was good enough. Earl demonstrated how easy it was to put the bandage on. Then Mr. Johnson saw his own light bulb. The company agreed to produce and sell the product. They combined the word bandage and first aid to create the clever name Band-Aid. Now, Earl and Josephine would surely live happily ever after because Band-Aids were guaranteed to be an instant success. And with that, we have come to the end. Thank you and good night. Oops. Not yet. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. I'm just gonna run away. I'm just gonna walk away because this story is just. Okay. Bye.
Come back here. Sit down. Hey, we owe a lot to Band-Aids. Don't get too excited, but there's more story to tell.
Plus, I don't even know what a Band-Aid is.
Well, pay attention. That first year, Band-Aids were made in a factory. It was a slower than slow process. Only a small number could be manufactured by hand. They came rolled up and were 18 ridiculous inches long and 3 ridiculous inches wide. And they still had to be cut into pieces. Earl, Josephine, and Mr. Johnson had high expectations, but the Band-Aid boxes collected dust, ignored, and unwanted. A few years later, the company invented a machine that could mass produce thousands of bandages. Instead of the user having to cut them up, each one was ready to go. Band-Aids were now about 3 inches long and 1 inch wide. And they were cute, too. Each one had a little red string to pull in order to open the paper wrapper. Success. Band-Aids flew off the shelves. The end.
Flew off the shelves mean like sold out really quickly.
Well.
Yeah, sold out really quickly.
Yes, but not really. Unfortunately, even with the cute red string and the convenient size, the public wasn't sold on the idea. Mr. Johnson knew there had to be a solution. What happened next was truly a stroke of genius. The company decided to give Band-Aids away. Mr. Johnson wondered who needed self-bandages the most, and then the light bulb went off again. The Boy Scouts, of course. All those fall downs and climb ups and scratched elbows and scraped knees boys got plenty of cuts. It didn't take long before the mothers of those rough and tumble boys saw how handy the little bandages were. And that did it. Earl and Josephine's invention was a smash. During World War II, the company sent millions of free Band-Aids to the brave soldiers fighting overseas. In the years that followed, Band-Aids were made in different sizes and colors and designs. Some even had pictures of cartoon characters on them. And
Paw Patrol.
And that continues on this day all over the world. From boisterous hot dog vendors in Brooklyn to fancy French winemakers and tired taxi drivers in Denmark and English bubbles on bicycles to daredevil skateboarders in Saskatchewan, Crab King fishermen in Alaska, sweaty Ugandan soccer players, and applauding audiences at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. The sounds of aha and wah An ouch echoes still, but not for long, because soon those snivels and sobs of pain are silenced by Earl and Josephine's accidental boo-boo invention. And that is the happiest ending of all. The end. Really, this time, that's...
Thank you.
That's truly the end. And if you would like to learn more about this important invention, my friends, you may check this book out and find quite a few interesting facts about boo-boos. But the reason why we read today's story is because on Memorial Day, we think about the heroes of the past, and we think about the things that they have done for us. And one of the wonderful things we can think about is how our world has changed so that we can better support our heroes. And this book is a great example of human invention and how we have helped make the world a better place through our technologies, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a technology that not only heroes in wars use, but also heroes in the kitchen, like mummies and daddies use. And it is also the end.
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
But I also really don't understand Band-Aid. Well, kind of confusing for a rabbit like me. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.